Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
We're turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is, thank God it's Monday. All of my guests are here to help us start off the week on the right foot. My first guest is a consultant, an author, a motivational speaker, and three-time Entrepreneur of the Year. She helps change the workplace culture so that every employee is motivated to come to work. We'll discuss her latest book, Thank God It's Monday. My second guest has served the United States since the 1950s and the Eisenhower administration. He's been an advisor to presidents, and he's helped the United States transition power from Richard Nixon to Gerald Ford during one of the bleakest periods in American history. We'll discuss his recent memoir, Known and Unknown. My third guest is a multi-talented individual who is known best for his work on TV, radio, and in music. He began his career as a sportscaster, then moved to an anchor position on Entertainment Tonight, and left all of that to pursue his musical career. In addition to music, he also hosts his own radio program syndicated on over 400 stations nationwide. We'll discuss his incredible career and have him tell us about his upcoming concert in Santa Barbara. And also, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Roxanne Emirates is America's most sought-after workforce transformational expert. She's listed by Sales and Marketing Management magazine as one of the 12 most requested speakers in the country. Roxanne's latest book, Thank God It's Monday, is a New York Times, a Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Amazon number one bestseller. She's the president and CEO of Emirates Group, and she's consulted and spoken with the top financial institutions, as well as clients like Merck, Pfizer, Allianz, Lockheed Martin, and hundreds of other leaders in almost every industry. Roxanne was introduced into the National Speakers Hall of Fame for her impact and quantifiable effectiveness. As I said, she's a three-time Entrepreneur of the Year, and she's also served Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson as a key advisor on reinventing state government. She's in demand by all sorts of news organizations like CNN, NPR, CBS. Welcome to the show, Roxanne. How are you doing today?
It's great. Thank God it's Monday day.
Yes, it is. No more appropriate day to have you on the show than Monday. But come on, Roxanne. I mean, let's get real. Thank God it's Monday. Are you kidding me?
Well,
really, do people really say that?
Not many of them. And that's the problem. If you look at the statistics, is it 67% of people are disengaged in their job and 17% are actively disengaged? And according to Gallup, one out of every three payroll dollars is lost due to disengagement. So people don't want to be at work anymore, and it is reflected in the finances of companies, which only makes things even worse in terms of employee engagement. So it's a downward spiral that has to be stopped.
It absolutely does. Now, what's causing this employee disengagement, as you call it?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons. You know, one is that, you know, more than half of the population right now, 55%, are either unemployed or underemployed. Many people are unhappy because after layoffs, their friends were all let go, and so they're left with twice the work and half the friends, and so they're burned out. And you just have a whole lot of people who have so many pressures in life, and they're bringing them into the workplace. And so it's never been harder for people to be happy at work. And yet, you know, I always think what the Dalai Lama teaches, which is happiness isn't an attitude, it's a habit. And getting people to get that in a workplace, when you start celebrating successes that are defining how to take the business ahead, people start having a hoot again, and it begins to get fun, and the adult daycare behaviors start to melt away.
All right. I like the adult daycare behavior. That's a great term that you have. But I want to go back to this disengagement, because I find it hard to believe, Roxanne, that in this environment where so many people are unemployed, that anybody would be disengaged for fear of losing their job. In fact, isn't that sort of the ultimate negative stick that a boss can wave over your head, you know, do better or else I'll fire you?
Well, I think that's why 2011 is the year that those people get their comeuppance, because what employers have figured out is that they can do away with less people and less and less. And so now they still have some people who are disengaged, and those people, whether they know it or not, are extremely high risk within the company and extremely high risk in terms of them being able to keep their job. So I think this is going to be a really pivotal year whereby people understand that, hey, you have to want to be there. You want to give your whole heart. It's not about just crunching through the time of 9 to 5. It's about showing up fully, getting some massive results, and having a hoot doing it.
All right, but if these folks aren't fully engaged, if they do get let go and they're out looking for another job, I mean, isn't that going to put them at a real competitive disadvantage, even against those other job seekers that are out there?
Well, one of the best ways to get a job is to have a great attitude and to show and have a history of having had a great attitude, because employers look for that above all else. And attitude doesn't just look like, I'm choosing to be happy because everything's going my way. You know, if it was supposed to just be a playland, they would put little bands on our wrists, and we'd have to pay to get in. And so when you go to work, there are problems. There's too much work to be done and the amount of time that needs to be done. But some 10% of employees actually have received from their bosses a clear definition of what their job is. And what's really amazing is Business Week shows that between 87 to 97% of employees believe that they perform in the top 10%. And, of course, that mathematically doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't.
And so then they're ticked off because they're wondering, why aren't people, like, knocking themselves out applauding me when I'm a superstar, not understanding that maybe perhaps they have some room to grow in terms of the value that they bring to their organization.
All right, we're talking to Roxanne Emmerich, everybody. Her book, Thank God It's Monday. We're talking about getting fully engaged at the workplace. And I guess, Roxanne, when you say, you know, thank God it's Monday, make work fun. There's the old adage, work is work. That's why they call it work. So how do you mean make work fun? You're not talking about just an endless stream of party after party, are you? What makes a job fun, or what makes work engaging?
Well, let me start off by saying, and I know this is like a four-letter word, but I started my first career as a banker. When I first started, I thought certainly there must have been a memo that was passed around that said, check your personality at the door. because when I started, everybody had pinstripe on their eyeballs. It seemed like there was emotional constipation that was going on, but there wasn't any fun that was happening. And now, you know, 21 years into doing the work that I do, I work with all organizations, but we've done a lot of work for banks. And it's amazing how many banks we've taken that were just about shut down by FDIC that are now in the top 5% of performers within their state. Many of them have now received the best place to work within their state just by understanding that there's a few things. One is stop the crazy-making behaviors, and I cover that under Bust the Badattitudes in my book. I believe that's a chapter starting on page 141, Bust the Badattitudes. There are systems that stop all the crazy-making, and what needs to be understood is it's not just a management responsibility. Everyone who works there must understand they're responsible to make sure that the crazy-making behaviors go away. So that's number one. Number two is figure out exactly what are the critical drivers that drive this business and make it work by position. And then number three, celebrate the snot out of all the successes along that path. And you will see amazing turnaround performance. We've had we had a bank that hadn't grown more than 2% a year for 10 years in a row that grew 35% annualized within 30 days after starting this process. And
wow.
So it's not magic. It's just a process, and any business can do it.
All right. Now, Roxanne, you mentioned one of the statistics that you threw out earlier is that only less than 10% of employees have received a very clear vision of what it is that's expected of them. And then you just a moment ago in your last answer talked about understanding the clear drivers to success position by position. Now, I would argue that almost every company out there, be it a bank or in any industry, has a job description. and has some standards of performance. And almost every employee has that because there are all sorts of laws, both federal and state laws, that require you to give those to an employee. So help me to understand, why is then that less than 10% of employees really have a clear idea of what they're doing, and even fewer know what the drivers of the business are, position by position?
Okay. Let me tell you what I mean, and that is that specifics make all the difference in the world. And so let's imagine for a second, Billy, that you take a job as a personal banker. And so your job description says your job is to take care of customers and make them happy. Your job is to, you know, blah, 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 which is very weak as a job description. If instead you're really, really clear that your job is to make sure that every customer, with every customer interaction, that you get at least a 9 out of 10 on your customer service score. If you know that your job is to make sure that with current clients that you're bringing on an additional 1 to 2 cross sales per month on average for existing customers out of this particular list. If you know that this is the amount of dollars of deposits you need to bring in, now you know specifically what the expectations are. Because when people don't hear that, they think, I'm the genius, or I'm the one working all the hours. Why isn't someone appreciating me, as opposed to understanding, here are my 5 critical drivers for my position. Every day I'm checking in on those 5 critical drivers, and I'm really, really clear. And isn't this fun that they're celebrating me all the time and celebrating the team results, too? Isn't it fun to celebrate as opposed to just getting mired in the details of just pushing paper on top of my desk every day, all day long, which is kind of the story for most people.
All right. I'm getting that. But now, even if a company lays out what those drivers are and says, you know, whatever the metrics are, whether you need a 9 out of 10 positive score on your customer satisfaction, whatever it is, here's the problem. Most companies will lay that out, but then where's the training in order to back it up? You lay out a goal like that, says you've got to have 9 out of 10 on your customer service. What if the person in that role doesn't know how to get a 9 out of 10? And worse still, what if the person leaves it to their own devices to figure that out?
Well, you're onto something there. For one thing, I don't even like the word training. I think it's education. Training is kind of teaching monkeys what to do, and education is teaching people how to be. And I think that that's what's missing, and I think what's really frightening is that the training and development budgets for most companies were cut during the recession, but if you look at high-performing companies, they've all increased them. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, you can work yourself crazy trying to pull in customers, but if you don't pull in their business when you have them and keep their business, then nothing else you do makes any difference at all. So, you know, getting people to get what they're supposed to be doing. And then the key part here is the celebration. And most companies don't have a good understanding of how to celebrate results and how to make it ruckus and wild and fun and playful so that people, you know, the problem is people take themselves way too seriously and their results way too lightly. We believe firmly that that formula needs to be reversed.
All right, and we're talking to Roxanne Emmerich, everybody. Her book, Thank God It's Monday, talking about invigorating the sales force. Talk to me a little bit more about that, Roxanne, that we all take ourselves a little too seriously and we all take our results a little unseriously. Talk to me about that.
Well, okay, let's start first on the piece about that we take ourselves too seriously. one of the hardest things to do as a manager of people is to coach them and have them take the coaching, because everybody wants to feel like what they've done is the right thing. And yet, even if you've done the right thing, there's always that 10%, 20%, 50%, 100% more you could be bringing to the table that would make you exquisite in terms of your performance. And so when you get people to take down, to let them the drawbridge and take in the coaching, that's when the results begin to take form. And what's shocking to me, when I go in and work with an organization, and I come in and work with 2 to 3 new organizations a week, and I've been doing this for 21 years, so I get to see a lot, and I can always tell when people are jumpy and have their feelings out on their sleeve, and you have that level of dysfunction going on, there is nothing you can teach people that will help the performance improve, because they're taking themselves way too seriously. And so they'll always look for a reason to say, aha, see, you're after me, as opposed to, I can tell you really appreciate me, and this is a fun place to work, and boy, everybody seems to make a big deal over the fact that I'm winning.
Okay, that's very good. We're talking to Roxanne Emmerich, everybody. Thank God it's Monday. Roxanne, if there's just one thing that you could leave us with, one core idea for our Monday to get us started in this week, what would that one thing be?
I'd say be the miracle. be the one that decides whether you're the CEO of the company, whether you're the receptionist, or you work out in the parking lot. I have seen people from all three of those groups transform their organization. So you can read the book as a group, apply the principles together, go up to the thankgodit'smoney.com website, and there's all kinds of audios that come out every Monday that show your team how to make things happen. All that's free. So have at it. Have a great time. There's no reason to be disgusted by your work. You should be having a hoot at work. So decide to be the one that makes it happen for you and for the people around you.
Oh, that's great advice. We've been talking to Roxanne Emmerich, everybody. Thank God It's Monday is her book, getting us really started for this particular work week. Roxanne, you mentioned your website. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, learn more about your company, what's that website again? Where would you direct them to go on the internet?
They can go to thankgoditsmoney.com.
Thankgoditsmoney.com, and that will have all of the information, including those weekly audios that you were talking about.
Exactly.
Roxanne, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
It has been my honor. Take care.
Take care.